You're listening to SBS News. Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, Aretha Franklin cemented her place in American music history with a powerful voice that stretched over four octaves. Born in Memphis and later moving to Detroit, her songs span genres from soul to rhythm and blues to gospel. The daughter of a pastor and civil rights activist, Franklin began her career singing and playing piano in church before being signed up to Columbia Records as a teenager. But it was after signing on with Atlantic Records in 1966 that her career took off with a succession of hit albums and singles. Her most memorable songs include Respect, Think, Daydreaming, Jump to It, Freeway of Love, and A Rose is Still a Rose. A 1986 duet with George Michael, I Knew You Were Waiting for Me, hit number one in several countries, and the success continued right into the 70s. Speaking to PBS Television in 2014, she described with gratitude the impact of music on her life.
I love to sing. It's just a natural thing for me. And my dad was my coach. He coached me. And just my natural love for music is what drove me. And my dad helped me do that long before I left home. People really don't have to give you anything, so appreciate what people give you. And just don't let that go to your head, whatever it is they give you.
Aretha Franklin was the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987. She sang at the inaugurations of US Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. Playing a key role in America's civil rights and women's movements, in 2005 she received the Presidential Medal of Freedom for her meritorious contribution to the United States. Asked by Time magazine in 2013 if she felt like a pioneer for women's music, though, she downplayed her role.
Not really, no. Just doing my thing. That's it. Just doing my thing.
Her thing was the style that influenced singers from Mariah Carey and the late Whitney Houston to Alicia Keys, Beyoncé, and Amy Winehouse. Franklin died in Detroit in Michigan, surrounded by her family. Fans across the United States are paying tribute.
I'm just so saddened that we lost Aretha. She will live forever in our hearts.
Someone like her, she transcends the genre. I mean, yes, she was the queen of soul, no doubt, but she transcends soul. I mean, it's available for everybody. That voice is it. You just feel it. It's just soul. You know it when you hear it, you know? It's like you can't download that app. You know it when you hear it, man.
It's just timeless, you know? Yeah, it's one of those things where you're just chilling at home and you're the lady or whoever, the kids, and just show it on or all with friends and you can rock to it, you know? It's just priceless, timeless, and we've seen a lot of things in this world were like that, you know, where we could all unite and vibe and something like that, and, you know? So I think it's very powerful.
Fellow entertainers are remembering the singer with posts on social media. On Instagram, Sir Elton John wrote, "The loss of Aretha Franklin is a blow for everybody who loves real music. Her voice was unique, her piano playing underrated. I adored her and worshipped her talent. God bless her. My condolences to all her family and friends." Barry Manilow's Instagram says, "She was the greatest. This is a heartbreaking day." And Annie Lennox wrote, "She's reigned supreme and will always be held in the highest firmament of stars as the most exceptional vocalist, performer, and recording artist the world has ever been privileged to witness. Superlatives are often used to describe astonishing artists, but in my view, even superlatives seem insufficient. Franklin suffered serious health problems, but continued to perform until late last year, last singing in November for the Elton John AIDS Foundation in New York. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.